Lost Towns of Illinois, Halfway Illinois. There were two villages named Halfway Illinois, both being in Williamson County, at different times and in different locations. The first Halfway, 1871 to 1894. Halfway Illinois was an unincorporated settlement in northeastern Williamson County, Illinois, located about halfway between Marion and Johnston City. Van Cleve Hendrickson opened the Oak Hill Post Office in his home on his farmland, on the West Township line in Section 30 of Corinth Township, on October 30, 1871 and became its postmaster. James Hearn bought the farm and became postmaster November 11, 1872. The post office was closed December 15, 1876 and the community was without a post office for 18 years. The second Halfway, 1895-1925, nicknamed Little Juarez. Halfway, or Halfway, Illinois was a rough and very wet unincorporated settlement nicknamed Little Juarez in Williamson County, Illinois. The name originated because it was about halfway between Marion and Corinth, Illinois. The nickname Little Juarez came about from the general lawlessness, shootings and proliferation of gambling and booze, even during Prohibition. Joseph Williams owned a general store in Section 25 of Lake Creek Township, just a quarter of a mile from the spot where Van Cleve Hendrickson had his Oak Hill post office. Williams' store was across the road from his farmhouse. Williams opened a post office in his store on February 5, 1895 and named it Halfway. Williams sold his store to his grandson, Reverend James Chadwell, and he became the postmaster on May 20, 1906. Chadwell sold to Riggs brothers, Albert and Nicholas, and Albert became postmaster June 14, 1905. The new town of Pittsburgh, RFD meaning Rural Free Delivery, Illinois, began in 1905 and Albert Riggs became its first postmaster on December 15, 1906. Nicholas Riggs became the postmaster of Halfway, the same day, and remained in that position until the post office was closed December 15, 1911. One of the earliest references to the community dates to September 1916 when the circuit judge, D.T. Hartwell, issued an injunction against 31 saloons and clubs in nearby Herron, restraining them from selling intoxicating liquors of any kind. The sheriff and his deputy, and future Prohibition-era sheriff, George Galligan, served the court injunctions on establishments on the 9th. A few days later, one of the Marion newspapers noted that Herron is again dry, and that now Energy and Halfway will become points of interest to Herron tourists. Following the onslaught of nationwide prohibition in 1920, Halfway became an even bigger destination with saloons, then known as speakeasies, on just about all corners. Charlie Berger, an area bootlegger and gangster, became the best known of the local operators. The speakeasies became targets of Klan raids in 1923 and early 1924, followed by two targeted fires which eventually destroyed all of the buildings but Berger's. On October 7, 1924, Berger's speakeasy burned at Halfway. This was one of the buildings which had been closed for a year under a government injunction, and was where one room had been used for the sale of refreshments, contrary to the law, while the other had been prepared for a dance hall, although it had not been opened when the injunction went into effect. At that time it was reported that it was controlled by Charlie Berger. The origin of the fire is unknown. The building was a frame and it and all its contents were a total loss. In June 1925, a reporter described what was left. For nearly a year, the lone building, Berger's Joint, stood alone on the state concrete highway, but nothing now remains but weeds, charred wood and broken bottles. Before the fires and the raids, saloons, dance floors, restaurants and sleeping rooms made up the settlement.